On Robin Hood Radio, we have been blessed this year to get back to normal, where we're seeing lots and lots of different activity on stages, whether it's music, whether it's acting. Lots of activities have come back, which we missed over the past several years. And one of those places is a place where things are very creative, and I do mean creative, and that is the Ankrum Opera House. You can see things and experience things at the Ankrum Opera House, and this is quite frankly the truth that other places in our immediate area don't do, which is fine. But this is an unbelievable outlet to see some amazing stuff. Today we're going to be joined by a couple of different people with something that's coming up very soon. We have Jeff Musso. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for that intro about AOH.
Okay, and Abuzar Froke. Abuzar, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Marshall. Thank you for having us.
Okay, now we are going to talk about something that is coming to the Ankrum Opera House August 5th through 21st. It's on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3, and it's called Invasion, and it's a satirical comedy. I'm trying to figure out who I go here first. I think I'm going to go with you, Jeff, first. Let's talk a little bit about Invasion at the Opera House.
Sure. So, yeah, Invasion's a play by Jonas Hassan Tamiri. And it's a piece I actually saw about 10 years ago in New York. A company called The Play Company produced the American premiere of the play. And it really just struck a chord with me as a really subversive, funny, unusual piece that takes a very serious subject, which is basically our prejudices and implicit bias and how we view one another, particularly men of color, and but it does it in a very sly, satiric, smart, funny kind of way. And so it's a provocative piece, and it felt very much like a piece. I mean, so it was a piece that has stuck with me for years, and just felt like it was right. It was the right time for us to do this play at the Ankrum Opera House.
You know, satire is one of the most misunderstood things that we have today, because so many people are on social media and so many people don't understand the difference between satire and people just acting like actual fools, where satire has an unbelievable meaning and it always has been in American writing, in American acting and plays, on stages with comedy. Satire has been a very, very terrific way to take a look at the ills of society, open your eyes, and also have some fun with it.
You are exactly right. And that's exactly what we're trying to do with this piece. And, you know, we're in rehearsals now and trying to carve out this production and mindful of striking that balance between its serious intent, but its comic sort of performative style and nature. So it's a tricky, fun place to play.
You know, comedy and satire has taken always a front stage with almost like delivering the news in a different way and almost opening your eyes in a different way. We're going to switch over to Abuzar now. And you're acting in this, right?
Yes, I am one of the actors. It's a cast of four people. And, yep.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your history in acting and how you got into acting and what you've done in a little bit of the past.
Okay, so I'm originally from Pakistan. And I got into acting back in Pakistan. Chance that was doing anyone, someone with long hair. So it just happened by chance. It wasn't something I was pursuing or something that I thought a 15, 16-year-old boy could, you know, dream of becoming an actor. So it started by chance, and I continued doing theater in Pakistan until I moved here. And I moved here in 2014, and in my beginning 2-3 years, I was not acting even over here because being an immigrant, I thought there's no, like, yeah, whatever I did back in my country doesn't mean I can do it over here. In those 2 years, I realized I struggle at everything else. So I guess this might be the only option. And the only place where I feel very happy, and it doesn't feel like work. So yes, in the Berkshires, in the last few years, I've done work with Chester, and this is my second play in this region. And I went to UMass Amherst, where I did my bachelor's in theater.
Now, this particular play that you're at the Ankrum Opera House, the 5th through the 21st Invasion, it must have some special meaning for you.
It does. Honestly, it's like when I read the script, it took me the first 2 days. And especially for, I don't know, like actors always say, like, oh, I love the script. I read the first 2 pages and I was, oh my God, I'm desperate for this now. I hope if I don't get this, I'll be a bit hurt. But it's a wonderful play. It's very clever. And I'm very excited to perform it and show it to the Ankrum people. It is, yeah.
You know, what I love, and Jeff, I'm going to switch back to you here for a moment, is that the uniqueness of bringing what you bring to the Ankrum Opera House as co-director and now as director, we formed this radio station many years ago, Jill Goodman and I. We didn't have a big board because we didn't want to be told what to do. We wanted to set out and do public radio in a different way, and we didn't want anybody to tell us how to do it. And we've grown and gotten better as we go along. You must have had that same feeling when you started the Ankrum Opera House, and now that you're well into it, I mean, you really bring things to light that nobody else does touch.
I mean, I'd like to think that, and I appreciate you saying it. I think we all have a place in terms of creating, the overarching cultural experience here in the Rojan Valley and in the Hudson Valley. So for me and for Paul Ricciardi, who's the co-director of the Opera House with me, we've always been drawn to theater, particularly performed in small spaces, and that's what we have, and that was sort of a major sort of influence for us in terms of wanting to sort of take on the Ankrum Opera House project, because it is a very intimate environment. And also that plays that sort of speak directly to the audience. Often there isn't a fourth wall. More often than not, there's not a fourth wall in our production. So the audience is very much sort of a key player in the production experience as well. So those are a couple of things that sort of drive, that are sort of driving some of the choices that we make. In terms of the projects and productions that we produce, as well as like with Invasion as an example, just pieces that speak that have relevance, that are potentially expansive for our audience in terms of just how we all, and myself included, how we all sort of view one another and view the world.
What's also interesting about you is you don't keep your theater within four walls all the time.
Well, exactly. This summer and last summer, I was going to say truly driven by COVID, but actually even before COVID, we did a partnership with the Alana, Frederick Church's home, and we did an outdoor site-specific piece there. But yes, in the last 2 years, we've embraced being outside, and it's been really wonderful. So we did a whole summer, we did a three short site-specific plays last summer, in and around Ankrum.
Acting in Pakistan and your initial experience of acting here, was it a whale of difference, or is acting no matter where you are?
So it depends. I was very young back then. So, yes, it is different. Like, acting is taken more seriously over here. Over there was more about fun. It was more about working with friends, people you know, and just, enjoying and not worrying about, like, how do I sound? Is this proper acting or not? It was more fun. But the audience, the biggest difference I experienced was the audience. Back in Pakistan, we usually have a very young audience, and we would have at least 400, 500 people coming to see our shows. And it would be an event, even if the play is not like some high-class play being done by professional actors, just being done by students. But we will always have a big audience, and you have to, like, calm them down. They're just hooting, just clapping, they're shouting for their friends and in the play. And over there, you have to stop people, like, okay, calm down, stop clapping. Can you please let the play happen? Whereas over here, it's kind of the opposite. People still enjoy it, but they enjoy it in a different way. They enjoy it in a quieter way. And we are kind of encouraging them, like, okay, if you like something, and you can express it by a clap or by a laugh. So I think that was the biggest difference I felt with audience, and which is interesting because this play has so much, like Jeff said, like audience interaction. So I'm also very looking forward to like how this play is received by the audience over here.
You know, it's interesting what you just said because a couple of years ago, might have been 3 or 4 years ago, NBC aired a live TV production of Jesus Christ Superstar, and they had an audience there. And I don't know if you remember this, Jeff, or not, or if Amzar, you saw it, but when a certain actor came out on the stage, people screamed because he was a well. And you know what? It just I turned it off because it just took me right out of the moment.
Mm.
And
yes. It's actually the opposite for me. That's what it is. Like, audiences, the country is different.
You know, and I think one of the great things, and Jeff, this goes back to the Ankrum Opera House, is I've always been a big fan. Well, being in radio, when I talk to the microphone, I imagine one person out there. I'm talking to one person. But I think as an actor, I was in a play many years ago, The Music Man. As I always wanted to do it. I did it. I did it at a professional company. I had a great time. I never realized how hard you folks worked once you get on stage. But I also think being small and having people that close to you, I just think the impact to the actor is the same as it is to the audience. It's got to have a bigger impact.
I think you're right about that. I mean, I think that particularly in our space, you are, the actor feels the audience and the audience feels the actor, and we often, there is often direct address, and the actor speaking directly to the audience, and we often talk about it, speak to one person at a time in the room and have that sort of land with that one person. So it's very much a dialogue.
Well, once again, the Ankrum Opera House continues the season. Invasion, August 5th through the 21st, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m., obviously, ankrumoperahouse.org is your website, right?
That is correct.
And you can get all the information and tickets there as well. Well, Amazar and Jeff, thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us, and good luck with this production, which is going to run at the Opera House.
Thanks so much, Marshall. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.